It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, Shirley, it could be yours. Yes, Steve.
Before you do the Strawberry Letter, can we sing Cisco's thong song?
Boy, here it is, Strawberry Letter.
No, we can't. Because
that's all he got.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, who's been filling up her tank? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for a little over a year, and my wife came home with a full tank of gas, and her car had been washed. I noticed that I haven't had to put gas in her car for a while, so I decided to watch how she was moving. It's been a full month, and she hasn't asked me to get her any gas. She drives 15 miles to work and back daily, so I knew something was up. Like a big dummy, I drove to her job to see what was going on. Before I went, I checked her gas level that morning, and she was right at a fourth of a tank when she usually tells me she needs gas. I sat in the parking lot, and around 4:30 p.m., her car comes rolling in with a man driving it. He parked it in a reserved parking spot, and a car picked him up. I called my wife and said that I noticed that her gas was low that morning and asked if she needed me to come to her job and gas up her car. She said she didn't want me to drive all the way out there because she could make it home. I waited until she got off work, and she came out and got in her car, and she drove straight home. I got home a few minutes after her, and I told her I was going to put gas in her car. She lied and said she stopped on the way home and filled her car up. I commented on her car being clean inside and out, and she said she took it to be cleaned 3 days ago by her job, and she said that she couldn't remember the name of the car wash. I knew some companies provide a gym membership for their employees. So does her job provide free gas and car washes? Or is another man taking care of her needs? Is it cool to tell her that I drove to her job and I know she's been lying? Is it cool? This is your wife. What are you talking about? You ask a lot of questions at the end of this letter. It's great to ask questions, of course, but you should be asking your wife these same questions that you just asked Steve and I. And you should ask her way before this. Why didn't you ask the guy who was driving your wife's car? Why didn't you stop him and talk to him? I can't believe you just stood by and watched another man come pull up in your wife's car. What? I don't get it. So to your question about is it cool to tell her that you drove to her job and you know she's been lying, it doesn't matter if it's cool or not. Ask her. Tell her. Whatever you need to do to get at the truth. She's going to have to come clean at some point when you tell her you saw this guy driving her car. You saw him, right? I don't know any husband on earth who would be okay with this. Not one. But anyway, to me, the bottom line is no matter what she said, she's lied to you on several occasions. Do you honestly think it's going to make a difference this time? Your marriage is in trouble, sir. This is an urgent problem, and it's too soon to be having these kinds of problems. Anyway, you guys are still in the honeymoon stage. You should be. You haven't been married but over a year. Talk to her about it today, or you're going to be filing for divorce tomorrow. Steve?
I don't understand this letter. Who's been filling up her tank?
Whoever the guy is.
You know, you've been married a little over a year, and my wife came home with a full tank of gas and the car been washing. You ain't had to put no car in the gas for a while, so you decided to watch, see how she was moving. And been a month and she ain't asked you to get no drive. Job is 15 miles away, one way. So then you said, like a big dummy, I drove the job to see what was going on. But before you went, you checked her gas level. She had a quarter of a tank. You sat in the parking lot, and at around 4:30, her car comes rolling in with a man driving it. He parked it in her reserved parking spot, and a car picked him up. Then you called your wife and said, I noticed that your gas was low running this morning. She needed me to come to her job and gas up her car. She said she didn't want me to drive all that way out there because she could make it home. She didn't lie. She didn't want you to drive all the way out there, and she can make it home. But your question is, who been filling up her tank? When your ass was sitting there at 4:30 and saw her car pull up, and then this man got out and then got in another car, what prompted you to write this letter to us? Who's been filling up her tank? Him. Him. The dude that got out the car at 4:30 that you watched pull into your wife's reserve spot. So that means your wife works in some type of corporate America position. And somebody, now, this man that drove the car, it could be a fueling service. It could be a car wash detail business and they put gas in your car. She could be paying for it. Okay. But who's been filling up her tank, to me, is an ignorant question, because you saw the man get out of your wife's car at 4:30 and somebody picked him up and drove off. Then you called in to your wife and said, I noticed your gas was low this morning. You need me to come to your job and gas up your car. She said she didn't want you to drive all that way because she could make it home. I waited till she got off work and came out. Now, you still in the parking lot. Waited till she came out, got in the car, and she drove straight home.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on right there. Oh. Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, who's been filling up her tank? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, who's been filling up her tank?
Bruh, I don't know how to talk to you because I don't know how old you are. You got young. To be young.
Young, yeah.
You got to be young because for you to write this letter, the subject is who's been filling up her tank. You've been married a little over a year. Your wife always has you fill up her car. And then you notice that she hadn't been asking you for a month to fill up the car. And she always has gas in the car. And the car's always clean. And you know her job is 15 miles away both ways. So you knew something was up. And then you say, like a big dummy, I drove down to her job, see what was going on. And before you went, you checked her gas level this morning. She was at a quarter of a tank. That's when she normally tells you she needs gas. So I sat in the parking lot, and around 4:30 p.m., her car comes rolling in with a man driving. He parked in her reserved parking spot. A car picked him up. I called my wife and said that I noticed that her gas was low that morning. She wanted me to come to the job and get her car. She said she didn't want you to drive all that way out there because she could make it home. Your question is, who's been filling up her tank? That man. That man that pulled into your wife's reserved parking spot, that got out of her car, and another man picked up. That's who was driving. That's who been filling up her tank. So, but why? How did you manage to go home and type this letter to us? Because you asking a question that you already got the answer to. So when she told you she didn't want you to drive all the way out there because she could make it home, she wasn't lying. She could make it home. I waited. Now you still in the parking lot. See me? This is a whole nother story. First of all, hey man, what you doing driving my wife's car? Now, fight break out probably in the parking lot. Some people look. The police is there. It's some yellow tape in the parking lot. They bringing your wife down for questioning. All this didn't supposed to have happened. But somehow, you sat there in the parking lot and waited till she got home. And she got him out, got in her car, and drove straight home. I got home a few minutes after her. I told her I was going to put gas in her car. Why you still playing this game, though? I told her I was going to put gas in her car. She lied and said she stopped on the way home to fill her car up. I commented on her car being clean inside and out, and she said she took it to be cleaned 3 days ago by her job. And she told me she couldn't remember the name of the car wash. But I bet she know the dude name that was driving the car. I know some companies provide a gym membership for their employees. So does her job provide free gas and car washes? Okay, look, man. Listen. I don't know how to talk to you because I don't know you. And I ain't trying to start nothing, but you asking a lot of, like, stupid questions to me. See, your wife got the answer to all these questions. But you done wrote into Steve and Shirley. The first question is, who's putting gas in her, who's filling up her car? The man that bought it back to the parking spot. Does her company provide her free gas and car washes? What company you in? Other than FedEx and UPS give you free gas, but they gonna put gas in their truck. Now, I know companies that give you a gas allotment, that give you a fuel reimbursement. I know that. But I don't know nothing else. Or is another man taking care of her needs? Well, right now, you already know somebody taking care of them car's needs. You need to find out if he's filling up the other tank, too. If he checking the dipstick, if he checking her oil, if he up in there changing her transmission fluid, if he in there putting in extra windshield washer fluid, if he in there working on her timing, yeah, if he got that carburetor open, somebody in there revving up that engine. That's what you need to find. Is it cool to tell her that I drove to her job and I know she been lying? Is it cool? First of all, let me tell you something. When that man pulled up in that parking lot, this a whole nother letter. I don't even understand how you sat there and waited on her to come out to get in her house and follow her home. I got all I need. Who the hell was in that car? Now, Shirley said you should have asked him. I probably would have said, oh, you're my man. How you driving my wife's car? Yeah. But I would have been prepared at that moment that this finna get physical.
Yeah.
No, right. You decided to come home and text a letter. You typed.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
You gotta be under 30.
And Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.